At the risk of being accused of preaching the gospel according to Hollywood, I'm going to start with a piece from a movie. There is a movie called Finding Neverland. It is not about Michael Jackson, thanks be to God. It is about the man who wrote Peter Pan. He was a man who was a playwright who was very successful, but he was very successful at writing kind of formula-type plays. And when he wrote Peter Pan, he was worried about the reaction that he would get from the audiences because they would be expecting the same old thing. This whole movie is about the creation and the debut of Peter Pan. This man, knowing that the adults in the audience would need some encouragement in being playful and joyful and open to the idea of a magical new world, did something to help that circumstance. He seeds the audience with 25 orphan children. He gives 25 free tickets to orphan children, and they show up in their worn clothes and all of that amid these people who have tuxedos and evening gowns on. Well, he does it for a very good reason. As the play begins in its fantasy, the children are immediately smiling and laughing, and the adults start out skeptical and very guarded and not receptive. But as they see the response of the children, they become delighted themselves, and they eventually get into the whole idea of this other world. In that movie, I see the adults, see the children, have their joy and their great sort of entrance into this kingdom, and I wonder if that's something like what Jesus means when he says, "Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." To see God and to be with God in the here and now requires us to let go of a narrow, nervous form of reality, or else we cannot transcend this world to embrace God fully. I have to talk about my particular version of the Bible that I have as I study today's gospel reading. In it, like many Bibles, it has headers in it to sort of divide the text up. And this reading today is divided into two pieces. One says, teaching on divorce, and the other says, Jesus blesses the children. I suppose they do that to make it a little easier to read and to find things, but what happens is those headers make the text easier to fragment. It implies that these two things are two different pieces, when I believe it is one story with one powerful point. Jesus is not changing the subject. He's not launching into something else saying, speaking of children. He's actually identifying a disease and offering a cure. He is saying that instead of asking constant questions about how to do the religious life exactly right, we have to trust God, letting go of our rules and dogmas, to run to Jesus as these children did. Too often we try to find God with our minds by parsing the law. Instead, God asks us to be like children, to practice the essence of faith, which is trust in God, to find God with our hearts as children would. In this story, Jesus is probably a little indignant with them, or with us, that we just aren't getting it. We insist on talking about rules and theology and dogma and doctrine and church when he is trying to teach us how to be in the kingdom of God now, not only after we die. God wants to open up a whole new reality before our very eyes, and we insist on staying at least partially in the old one. We ask questions about religion and law when we could be overflowing with the grace of God. So to me, the big question is, how will we choose to live? As a divided heart who finds ways to manage living in two different kingdoms with two sets of priorities, or a heart so emptied of fear that it can be filled completely with God? Do we want to live as a rule follower who nervously asks about the rules and lives a tentative and fearful life? Or would we like to live as the child who runs freely into Jesus' presence and learns there how to love God, how to love self, and how to love the other? Do we want to continue to be the skeptical, joyless adult in evening wear? Or are we willing to be the orphan on opening night, wide-eyed and ready to be dazzled by a new reality? As Christians, we are the children of God. We are the orphans placed in the audience of anxious, mistrustful adults. We are the ones capable of seeing the other reality, the kingdom of God, and through trust entering that reality right now and teaching others how to enter it. For it is to such as these, Jesus says, that the kingdom of God belongs. Not will belong, but belongs in the present tense. The kingdom of God belongs to us, the children of God, but this world isn't very practiced at seeing it. We have to learn to trust in God, to run to God as little children ran to Jesus. We have to stop fighting about religion. We are the children of God, placed among the people to let them begin to see this other reality. Right here among us, the reality of God's saving grace through Jesus. Come to me, Jesus says. Come to me, Jesus says to the orphans. Be small enough to cut right through the legs of the Pharisees, past the pompous adults in tuxedos and evening gowns. Be like children, Jesus says. Sit among the self-important adults and teach them how to see with joy. You are there to teach the others, Jesus says. Why else do you think I will bless you, little children, by inviting you to opening night? Amen.